This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the book of Psalms, and we're calling it A Prayer Garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only Holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For Lord, you are the author of life and the beautiful Savior, the Creator, the Comforter, the Designer, the Director, you're everlasting to everlasting. So faithful, you are glorious and the hope of all mankind. You are Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the King of all kings. You are the light unto our path and the lamp unto our feet, the Messiah. Oh Lord, you are new with us today, and you are omnipotent, precious, and personal, and the Lord who is quick to help, for you are ever present. Thank you for your resurrection power, for you have saved us, our Savior. You're the truth and the life and the way, unfathomable in your wonderful works. You're victorious. You are the way and the life and the truth. And Lord, you're the expert in education. Your name is Yahweh and the God of Zion. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much for the reading of the Word of God. We have loved the Psalms. Thank you so much for the highs and lows. Thank you for the heart of David and how he has always shown us to turn to you in any situation, for praise, for supplications, and for thanksgiving. Oh Lord, we come with thankful and grateful hearts today as we read Psalm 139 today. What a masterpiece. Thank you for our Jewish brothers who were charged with keeping the integrity of these words for us all these centuries. We are blown away. Oh gracious God, we celebrate you today, the God of all goodness and kindness and mercy. We praise you for these psalms. We praise you for this school day. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Psalm 139. That's only 11 more to make it to 150. Hard to believe. Today we will hear from David Schmus. David is a former social studies teacher, and currently he is the executive director for Christian Educators. The Word of God, Psalm 139.
This is David Schmus, and I'm reading Psalm 139 for the director of music of David, a psalm. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you, David, for that beautiful reading of Psalm 139. Let us pray Psalm 139. To our wonderful Savior, how can we truly thank you for your loving kindness and knowledge of all things? It's basically impossible with words, but Lord, we want to try to praise you with thanksgiving. You know everything about us. This alone is too wonderful and lofty for us to attain. Your omnipotence is unfathomable, yet we know you are ever present. We praise you for knitting us together in our mother's wombs. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. Help us to see the children in the same manner. How precious are your thoughts to us, O Lord. How vast is the sum of them. We can't possibly count your wonderful ways, for they outnumber the grains of sand. Search us, God. Know our hearts. Test us, Lord, and know our anxious thoughts. Let there be no offensive ways in us. May we be a blessing to our school community today as we represent you well. Lead us in the way everlasting. What a wonderful God we serve. We love you so. We pray in the saving name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God and prayer each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional for today, and yet I have to apologize. I mixed up the order last week, so I read Morgan Preston's De Anu for us on Friday, which really would have been better for today since it is Passover tonight. But I am going to now read the one that was from Friday that I missed. So my apologies to Samantha Lehman, who was published previously. Her devotional is called Take Comfort. Samantha is a Christian educator, and she's a middle school language arts teacher from Maryland. The scripture that Samantha chose is Psalm 77, verses 3 and 10. I remember God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed, Selah. And I said, this is my anguish, but I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. When reading the Psalms, I never wanted to study or memorize those that seem like complaints and outpourings of woe. However, this school year, I've struggled more than ever before, and nothing about the joyful Psalms am I usually drawn to have been comforting. But Psalm 77 has. It's not jubilant or happy. It's barely thankful. Yet we know all Scripture is profitable. We know that from 2 Timothy 3:16-17. Fellow teachers, no matter how you are feeling today, I encourage you to read Psalm 77. If you are feeling desolate and like nothing will ever be okay again this school year or even next year, take comfort in Psalm 77. If you are not currently in a place of despair, take comfort in this knowledge and place this psalm in the back of your mind for when you will need it. Dear God, I thank you for another day of teaching, for your glory. Help me to remember the years and times of your blessings as I struggle to see the light at the end of this tunnel. Help me to feel your presence as I walk in the darkness of this world, and that I might not dwell on the desolation of my spirit, but rather on the greatness of your work. Bless the children I serve today and the people I seek to reach through you. Amen. Let us read a small portion of Psalm 77. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. In the day of my trouble, I seek the Lord. In the night, my hand is stretched out without wearying. My soul refuses to be comforted. When I remember God, I moan. When I meditate, my spirit faints. You hold my eyelids open. I am so troubled I cannot speak. I consider the days of old, the years long ago. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart. Then my spirit made a diligent search. And that was Psalm 77, verses 1 through 6. Just a small teaser for you to return to. I'd love to remind you, friends, that we're going to be praying together again today at 1:16 p.m. Today we're going to be praying for students and colleagues that are going through divorce. That's a really hard time. Let's ask for the Lord's comfort. We pray at 1:16 p.m. because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, and then to the Greek. And so, my friends, I look so forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now, I have the gift and holy privilege to bless you with our blessing for this school year, Psalm 23. Today, I will read it to you in the Common English Bible. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He lets me rest in grassy meadows. He leads me to restful waters. He keeps me alive. He guides me in proper paths for the sake of his good name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full it spills over. Yes, goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.